welcome to the podcast. I don't know if you saw the ads for A Current Affair last night, but there's an apprentice suing his boss because at the Christmas party.
Absolutely.
You want to take us through what you saw, Spider? Describe to Bridget.
I packed my TV. I'm literally camping at home.
Well, you would have loved this.
You missed out. You saw a guy hanging upside down from a hoist in a mechanics with his ass getting slapped and everything else happening to him.
Initiation.
And, yeah, that was initiation of a Christmas party. Yeah. And I thought, how good is that? Because what else was out? There's something else hanging on the hoist as well. It wasn't just him.
No, there was something else. I think it was a ham. I can't remember, but he wasn't happy, and now he's suing the boss.
Okay. One of those.
Yeah. All the fun's been taken out of Christmas.
When it comes to Christmas parties, I remember ex of mine was in carpentry, and this bloke got really el wopo'd.
Yeah.
You know, too much, too excited. Mm. It's on the company, let's go, had the preload, went to the party.
Yeah.
He decided to drop his dax in the middle of all his workmates just just give everyone a mouthful. Yeah. That's even the wrong
word.
He decided
his pants are down.
His pants are down. He's just giving it to everyone.
Was he doing and another thing.
And another thing.
What was he got? Like, he wasn't. He wasn't whizzing or anything, was he?
Was he just giving
the helicopter or anything? Or
the worst thing was
that he had to stand down as Australian cricket captain.
Well, no one understood.
Sorry, what was your worst thing, Bridget?
No one knew until that moment that no one was listening to what he was saying.
Yeah.
His penis was the smallest thing anyone had ever seen.
It was a nub.
It was half a fingernail. Yeah. It was Omicron.
It was
hidden. In his pubes.
It was a jelly bowl.
Must have been a grower.
It's tucked away.
This guy thought
maybe the little member might have been a little bit embarrassed.
Well, I tell you.
He's nestled.
I'm not coming out.
No one listened to a thing. This guy eventually had to resign, not because he was drunk, because he was so embarrassed. Imagine being a chippy and then everyone's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Tiny.
A little tiny toots. What's your best name for a tiny one?
Dick's a tiny Phil.
Dick's a tiny
feel. A tiny one? That's a great question.
You would have done that at
the cash
nub.
Of course, when you're all in
the cash nub.
Cashew gets a bit of a run.
Champignon.
The jelly bean.
Yeah. The Frankfurt. The little wiener.
Oh, the cocktail Frank.
Yeah, the little boy.
Cocktail.
Chipolata.
The little boy, the chipolata.
Chipolata, the little chippy?
Yeah.
Chipolata the chippy.
He would have had prior knowledge of his.
Well, maybe
condition.
It was just that polar.
Okay.
And he's got it out.
Mm.
If you were to do that, would you go and warm up a bit?
You'd have to, wouldn't you? If you're a grower.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No. I don't see.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Spider, have you ever whipped the dax down, though?
Nah.
No, me either. I'm not a person that wants to get things out.
No. Although everyone thinks Spider's packing because...
You should have had my ass for the.
Hang on a second.
That was your moment at Hotter.
Yeah.
Oh,
on
dear.
Stage. On stage.
I should have told the champignon chippy about having asthma.
Yeah, that's a puffer in your pocket. Now, the way this was placed, it very much looked like... Everyone thought there was a detailed close-up of a... circumcised, everything. It looked like even that.
What got me more nervous?
Puffer. And everyone's like, Spider's packing.
The boss had it as a screensaver for a while. He was a weird cat and I was very scared.
Strangely, it will take your breath away.
I didn't want to go into any meeting with him.
Have you ever done that?
No, I would never ever whip it out.
No.
I'm so filled with Catholic shame. No,
yeah,
God, no.
It's Catholic guilt, isn't it?
Yeah. And some people just love it, like Stephen Milne. Morning, Milne.
Milne.
Oh, he's a former St Kilda player.
Just get up and get nude.
He'll get it out.
Some people love it. Yeah.
Some people are very comfortable.
Yeah.
No, not in a part like that. Always get it out.
Yeah.
Always.
Would Mr Milne, would he sort of encourage things first before he'd get things out?
No, you just turn around there, he's on the table, nude.
Some people do.
All right, okay.
What was his nickname?
Milne.
Strangely. Some people do, though. I don't know why some blokes like getting in the Nicky Nuna. They just drop their dacks.
Off they do. Do girls ever do that? Do they ever just drop their...
Some.
Nah, oh, boobs. I used to do that a bit.
Oh,
a bit of that.
Oh, that's
there you go.
True.
And even at the Christmas party, the girls, we always, give each other a little feel up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that.
No, it's not sexual. It's like,
I see.
It's like a real time. It just costs you 50. But
no, I'll tell you one thing. If a girl gets new boob job,
you'll
go into the toilet and feel.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah, you feel them. You go, they're going to soften a bit, and you feel the saline. And
oh my lord!
Yeah, I have had some of them say,
"Look, you're one of the girls," but it's never extended to those kind of rights.
No.
I don't think the wife would be very happy about it.
I have a gay friend of mine who used to play with my boobs and make them talk to each other because he thought they were the wonderful, splendid things that he didn't understand.
Yeah.
It wasn't sexual.
No.
So he would go and they'd talk. Hello, Mr. Lefty. Hello, Mr. Righty. And then he'd.
Incredible.
Make nipples kiss and things. He's like, these are weird. Oh, wow. Hello, Mr. Lefty and Righty.
If they could speak, they would sound like that.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay.
Apparently.
Oh.
Wow,
there we go.
That was a journey.
I loved that story. Thank you.
Yeah. Pleasure, treasure.
Stick with us. There's more better stories there. And also, Bobcat has been chucked out of a pub. We're going to ask you. What got you chucked out of the pub?
Grabbing somebody's breasts.
It's the way. Yeah. Conspiracy. That'll do it. Conspiracy Arcus is going to have a look at Omicron. And Patricia O'Callaghan, who's the head of Destinations Gold Coast, is going to talk about that, but she's going to be sensible.
Yes, no one knew anything about it a few days ago, and now it's a household name already. We need to know as much as we can, and we're going to have a little listen right now with Dr. Chris Moy, who's the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, with the latest.
Everybody's grappling to work out, first up, whether it is something that can spread more quickly, that means be more infectious, and also whether this is something that can evade our vaccines. It's likely that our vaccines will still be effective. It's just whether it'll be a little bit less effective.
Now, we know Pfizer is working on a new injection, perhaps, whether it's a booster.
Yep.
Within the next 100 days. But I tell you what, if we've learned something over the last 2 years, it's to fly by the seat of our pants.
You sure have to. Mm.
And someone who has an incredibly grown-up job, and it must be a difficult day with many a meeting, Patricia O'Callaghan from the CEO of Destination Gold Coast. Hello, Patricia.
Morning. It's great to be here.
Now, is it great to be Monday? What kind of day have you got ahead of you, and what are you looking at with... are you worried that Queensland might... get a bit tough, a bit strict?
Yeah, I think, it was interesting news over the weekend as it developed and we saw the world react in different ways to it. But I think listening to Dr. Aitken over the weekend is, we do need to be cautious, but at this point not alarmed. And I think the next hours and days as we learn more about how this new variant reacts with us, I think that's when we'll know, obviously, how our Australian and Queensland leaders. But for the time being, we're holding on. This is a really critical period for us. This Christmas, especially after 2 years of, heartbreak. So fingers crossed, but we'll have to wait and see.
Patricia, is it too late? Like, is a lot of people starting to cancel now? Is it just that, with this in the back of their mind, they're thinking, things are just going to get too hard. We don't want to risk. Have you seen a drop in accommodation and, people coming to the Gold Coast, but those people that have booked over the last 48 hours?
We haven't heard mass cancellations at this stage, and I think what visitors and travellers are getting used to is that they do try to hold on as long as possible, or they're booking right up until the date. So we know we've heard from the airport they've got strong capacity loaded into the system for our Christmas period. Occupancy, especially over Christmas and Boxing Day, is over 70% now. So, but we know that pickup happens, in 24-48 hours. So every day we're growing. So I think everyone in Australia is holding on at the moment. We're waiting to see. And I think, as I said, the next hours and days will be critical.
Patricia, I felt for you over the weekend. When you're trying to provide nothing but certainty and you've got infrastructure in place and you're finally convincing people to come back to work and be in line to be in work when the demand is there and all of that stuff. When you heard that there was something called Omicron, what was the first letter of the first word you said out loud?
Well, I probably can't repeat what I
said. Just the first letter's fine.
Because mine was F.
But I do think probably everyone, especially in the tourism industry, did have a bit of a here we go again.
Yeah, they need a break.
about it because, you know, we are entering this period with such hope and optimism. We're so close to 80%. Now, you know, we're ramping up. If anything, we're trying to deal with the skills shortage. That's been our biggest challenge.
Okay.
But I think, you know, we are in the mindset now that we have to be ready for anything. I was with nearly 300 of our operators at our AGM last week. And, you know, we just said we have to be ready for whatever the world throws at us. Now, in saying that, these are the operators that have been running on empty, you know, and they're doing whatever they can to hold on. So that's where we're cautious now. We're not alarmed, but we'll wait for the information to come to us and react when it does.
Well, it's a good thing that the PCR test, is that the name of them? I can
that's
never
it.
Remember.
Yes, that's right.
It's great that they're free now, so hopefully that's helped with that hesitancy. Good luck in the next 72 hours, 2 weeks, whatever it's going to be.
They're doing the genomic testing now.
Yeah, Patricia O'Callaghan, the CEO of Destination Gold Coast, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, we've been sensible about Omicron. Let's not. He's Conspiracy Arcus.
Just quickly, does anyone know, does Conspiracy Arcus, does he have social media? Does he have a YouTube channel at all?
I haven't seen it. Of course he would.
Surely he would.
All of those conspiracy theorists use and love social media. It's how they get their crazy thoughts out there. Look, ever since the pandemic started, they have flourished. They have gone like an algal bloom. It's the conspiracy theorists of the world, and the biggest one of all is Conspiracy Arcus.
If you guys are listening to this, I'm probably already dead. Brambre, kaput. It's the new normal, ladies. Get used to it. I'm blowing the whistlers, dude. I, Conspiracy Arcus, was silenced for knowing too much. People in this country could lose their job because they aren't vaccinated? Oh, dude, I have the evidence on my laptop, eh? I miss the old Australia when you didn't have to make up some reason like I'm unvaccinated to not go to work. You just didn't go, eh? Excuses like, I oppose the vaccine. My body, my choice. We didn't have to bullshit about nothing, dude. We didn't have to oppose nothing, man. We just put our thumb up our bum and our mind in neutral like good Aussies. What about my God-given Aussie right to not give a COVID-ridden rat's ass, dude? It was a better time. A time when a bloke didn't have to pretend to oppose vaccines to have a bludge. You just had a bludge, mate. Everybody knows the Omicron variant helps the public cheer for radio stars like Fatsy and Whopper trying to become Lego Masters champions. I know the truth about the Omicron variant. The truth is it's not a variant at all. It sounds like a washing powder, eh? There was an anti-vax mandate protest on the weekend, like quite a lot of people were in Karawa and they were slightly inconvenienced by the protesters, eh?
Get the lap stop, get the washing powder.
Righto.
He bagged it off, didn't he? Poof. Gone.
Omicron washing powder, a little on the virus, the rest in a margarita.
Oh, Jesus, Figgy. Oh, you better kick off your face.
Omicron may cause sphincter failure and children out of wedlock.
Now, Bobcat has been tossed out of a pub because he couldn't produce his vaccine passport. Boring. I thought we'd chat about how did you get chucked out of a pub, and I think we might
did
get a
really?
Lot of phone calls. Absolutely.
He's
I was
pro-vaccine.
Hoping it'd be for a funny reason.
Yeah, but he's pro-vaccine but anti-mandate.
Yeah.
So he's a principled man.
Yeah, he actually is a very principled bloke, Bob Catto, and very, very highly educated too, and sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but he is.
Well, we spoke to him on this show probably about 5 years ago, and he should have been kicked out of the pub because we spoke to him at 6 a.m. and he was troppo'd.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Had a big night?
We said, can we
play it?
Well,
it's hard to tell, isn't it?
It is hard to tell, Al, I will say that.
He was WAPO'd still, though. Well, it was El WAPO.
We want you to have a think and give us a call on 1300 925 666. We're going to offer some examples of being thrown out of pubs. Well, we said to Spider this morning, have you been thrown out of a pub? He said straight away, which state of Australia would you like to visit for this story?
All right.
Have you been kicking off, Spider?
Oh, so much.
Go.
So much in my heyday. I think the funniest one, though, was the Valley. I was like 18 before I knew why everyone was dancing on the dance floor so hard and, you know, everyone was so sober.
Yeah.
And it was Boy George when he was touring, doing his disc jockey stuff.
Fantastic.
Disc jockey.
Hello.
He was, he was bald head and he was DJing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I was 18. I'm like, let's go see Boy George. Why is everyone dancing? I'm just going to keep on drinking. Why is everyone drinking water? I don't know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Why is everyone... So I went, oh, you're all weird. I need a little nine-eye on the pinball machine.
Oh, yeah.
And that, where else would you
want to
have a sleep?
Then I'll wake up and then I'll be right to dance like all of you little freakazoid.
Like
yeah, carried out. Okay. This is not for you.
We'll
not
build
your
up to Spider. Well, I remember getting thrown out of the Ship Inn on New Year's Eve up in Brisbane.
Oh, yep.
Because they had an indoor pool. Yeah. Inside the pub.
Okay. What?
And there was two barmaids in bikinis in the pool serving what they called laybacks in those days.
Yes, yes,
you had to lean backwards into the pool and they'd give you a mouthful of tequila.
Maduri Ico tequila.
Yeah. And I may have entered the pool and done some underwater swimming.
Absolutely. Right. With goggles on. Rob McLeod, happened to you?
Yeah. Nice
legendary.
Yep.
Oh, of course you were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Spider, have you been thrown out of the ESPY?
Yes.
It's basically pick a pub and it's yes.
Hey, but it wasn't my fault.
No, of course, never.
Of course it wasn't.
We'll hear it next. I'm sure it's a big build-up for this one.
We are talking about how you got thrown out of the pub because Bob Catter did. His was a little dull. It was because you wouldn't produce his vaccine passport. Mm. But we were talking about why you got chucked out of the pub.
Yeah.
1-300-925-666.
When you've been Bob
Catter. Yeah, there was a bloke at the Regatta Hotel who won a meat tray once. And he took the pork chops out and he strapped them to his feet and he skated around the public bar.
So I think that's great.
It was awesome. It was absolutely. And he Bradburyed himself into the pub and then they threw him out for that. They thought he was drunk. No, he was just a bad skater with pork chops on his feet. It was magnificent. Spider, you've been thrown out of a few. Trying to choose your favourite story is a bit like trying to choose your favourite child.
No, that's easy. Morning, Caitlin.
It's changed.
Yeah, you know what? It was never my fault.
Overzealous bouncers.
Yeah, because the bouncers didn't see the funny side of it. No, I remember just even here at Shooters. I had 100.
What footy team?
St Kilda.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
And I had 100 sparklers. You know, sparklers. I lit them all up at once.
Oh, yeah, you don't do that. I've done that.
I didn't know. Gear got hot.
Yeah,
it got that hot. I had to drop them. I burnt the couch, the table, and the floor.
This is not good.
Okay.
Do not do that at home, all right?
No, it's not a great idea.
Yeah, 1-300-925-666 is Doug in Labrador.
G'day, Dougie.
Yeah.
What happened? When did you get kicked out? When were you Bob Catter'd?
I was at the lab at the Grand when it first opened.
Yep.
The new Grand, and I was sitting at the bar with a mate. We'd had a few and was with my girlfriend, and I leant over, pulled a schooner and tipped it over her head.
Oh.
Whoops.
Why, hey?
What were you wasting beer for, Doug?
I didn't pay for it, but I suddenly soon got thrown out.
All right. Cheers, Doug.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Uncle.
All right. We got Jeff in Benora Point. What happened? When'd you get kicked out?
So a mate of mine and I got kicked out of a pub in Newcastle. We were clowning around on the dance floor and trying to pick up chicks and we got kicked out.
Oh.
Anyway, we're out the front and I broke there was a big pot plant. I broke this pot plant and we got arrested. We got chased and then we got arrested and I had to go to court. A couple of weeks later, I got charged with malicious damage to a pot plant.
Are you kidding?
What?
And I was on a 2-year good behaviour bond.
Yeah.
And my mate, he had to go back to court as well. He was in the army. He was going to get kicked out of the army. And the police didn't turn up on the day of his court case, so I got thrown out of court.
Oh.
But I was on the 2-year good behaviour bond, and I behaved myself for 2 years.
Yeah.
Love it.
And a watch list from Gardening Australia.
We're not recommending any of these ideas are good ideas, okay?
No, but, I was only 17.
All right.
I shouldn't have even been in the pub.
No,
that makes it better.
Worse, doesn't it?
That's that for the podcast. Thank you very much. Bridget, would you like to sign it off?
Mr. Lefty, you'd like to say bye-bye. And Mr. Righty saying, see you tomorrow, live at 5.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the Gold Coast's Triple M.